welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is the show to discuss real life topics of the everyday Christian concerning relationships and issues that we face. Real life, real discussions, real inspirations. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. Welcome. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. And on today, I just want to talk about why do we believe some things in the Bible and not everything, especially when it comes to prayer and those that we should pray for. So welcome. I just want to say thank you. I'm back with a new episode. I know it's been a minute since I've been here doing the podcast, but I've had some other things that I needed to get going. And yes, I kind of put the podcast on the back burner to do prayer. But today I wanted to bring this podcast and just a little special get together with you guys and just kind of discuss what's going on when concerning prayer. We know prayer is extremely vital and it's extremely necessary, especially now in this day and hour, this day and time when there's so much going on. But I was reading this article and there was a pastor and his congregation was upset with him because he prayed for President Trump. Now, this is where my conflict comes in, because we're taught in the Bible that we're to pray for everyone. And he said it so correctly when he went to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. That scripture says, first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. Do we forget or did we blot out that it says all people? Verse 2 says, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4 says, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. Now it says, when we pray for all people, especially for those, for kings and those who are in high positions, that we can lead a peaceful and quiet life. We know that the president has caused such an uproar in this country. He's caused a lot of tension between us and other countries. And so this verse, this passage of scripture says to pray for them that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And when we do that, that this is good and it is pleasing in the sight of our God and Savior, who, by the way, desires all people to be saved and all to come to the knowledge of the truth. So if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, or you say that you love God, where's your love shown? How do you be upset with the pastor for praying for someone who very much is in need of the prayer? He said that everyone will have an opportunity to hear the gospel. Everyone will have an opportunity. When the day of judgment comes, everyone will not be able to say that they never heard the word, that there was never anything spoken to them, that they never had any type of knowledge. This pastor stepped up and he did what was right. He did what was right in the sight of God. And the word says that it is good and pleasing in the sight of God. Why would you not want him as your pastor, as your leader, to not do what is right in the sight of God? We're not supposed to leave anyone behind. That includes loving the unlovable. And if you consider President Trump to be unlovable, okay, that's one thing. Then that means that we should be praying for him even the more. And if you get the opportunity ever in life to speak the gospel to him, to pray the word of God over him, you should take that opportunity. And there should be no disunity concerning that. So I just want to pose that to you on today, because I'm a little disturbed. I'm a little confused as to why we take parts of the Bible and we want to apply parts of it and not the whole thing. Not the whole thing. So I just wanted to put that on your hearts today. Put that and inject that thought into your mind. Invoke some deep thought concerning what our mission is, what our calling is concerning prayer and those that we should pray for. Everyone deserves prayer. Not a one person on this earth does not deserve prayer. I don't care how bad they may seem. I don't care what things they've done. They deserve prayer. We tend to forget that we've done some things, and because we may not have been caught, people may not have seen it. God has seen it. He knows what it is. You know what it is, and you know you've done some things that probably are they should not be forgiven. But because we have a Father who is rich in mercy, who loves us beyond measure, who loves us with an unconditional heart, and who has poured out grace on us, He says these are the things that we should do. Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves is so important. And we would pray for ourselves. We pray for ourselves all the time. So therefore, we should be praying for our neighbors just as we're praying for ourselves. So on today, I know this podcast will be a very short one. So hopefully this will just invoke some change into your heart, get you into a deep thought, a meditation on what prayer is, who we should be praying for. There's no one, again, I will repeat, there is no one who should be exempt from prayer, including the president, who may not be liked by many, but he will not have an opportunity because of this pastor. He will not have an opportunity. And I'm sure there have been many others who have had the opportunity to pray for him, to pray with him. And as long as you are in the Word of God, as long as you are filling yourself up, you're fed, you're standing true to the Word of God, when you're faced with that opportunity to pray for him, you pray for him. Because if you're doing what you need to do, your spirit will be stronger. It will be stronger. You have power and authority over every demon. So you have to know that. You have to know that you have power and authority over every demon, to speak to those demons, to pray for the person that those demons that they're fighting, that they're wrestling with, that they've displayed, can be removed. And because of the prayer, you never know what that has done for him. You never know if that will affect change or cause change in the president. No one is exempt from change. No one is exempt from change. There are those who do not want to change. They like who they are. They like the demons that they live with. But ultimately, we have power over that. And we have power to release, set free, deliver, save those that are lost. And if you consider him to be lost in the things that he's done, in the demeanor and attitude and characteristics that he has displayed as a person, that means he deserves prayer even the more, even the more, even the more. So on today, know that everybody deserves prayer. Everybody deserves to be prayed for. Everybody deserves an opportunity through prayer to repent for the things that they have done, including the president. So I may not have an opportunity to speak to that church, but if any of its members or anyone else ever crosses this podcast and they hear the word, bravo to the pastor who was able to pray for the president, who was able to put himself aside, any feelings that he may have had towards the president, and do what God has called him to do. I know that God is pleased with what he has done. I love you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Know that you are phenomenal. You have something in you that somebody else needs. Pray for people. Pray what God has given you. Do the commandments of God, and we'll be a better place for it. I love you. Check you out later. Have a good one. Bye.